Hello. Hey, Steven. How are you today, sir?
Hello.
Hello. Hi, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm good.
Awesome. My name is Tony, and I'm interviewing voters in the state of Ohio. Now, this interview will only take a few minutes. If you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
65.
And the media in the United States generally classifies people as white, Anglo, Hispanic, or Latino, black, Asian, or other. What do you consider yourself?
I'm Hispanic.
Hispanic, okay. Are you currently registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Awesome. There was an election in Ohio on November the 7th, 2023. Did you vote in that election?
Yes.
Great. I know it's a long way off, but the next major election in the country will be the presidential election taking place in November of 2024. How likely would you say you are to vote in that general election? Very likely, somewhat likely, maybe, somewhat unlikely, or you're not likely at all?
Very likely.
Awesome. In your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States? In your opinion.
Wow, there's so many right now.
I understand, sir. If you had to pick one.
Taxes.
Taxes, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. Let me go ahead and write that in for you. Okay. And if you don't mind me asking, sir, when did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election? On election day, a few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, or months before the election?
Months.
And in just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing, what was the most important reason that you decided to vote in this election in Ohio?
Issue one.
Issue one? Oh, okay.
Yes.
And, okay, awesome. That was a big issue, right? Now,
yes,
here's a summary. Here's a summary of the issues on this year's ballot in Ohio. Please indicate how you voted on this issue. Issue one, the summary. Provide a state constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions, including but not limited to decisions about abortion, contraception, fertility treatment, miscarriage care, and continuing pregnancy, and allow the state to restrict abortion after fetal viability, except when necessary to protect the pregnant patient's life or health. A no vote opposed amending the Ohio Constitution to provide a constitutional right to make and carry carry out one's own reproductive decision. Based on that summary, how did you vote on issue one? Yes or no?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
Why did you vote no on issue one?
It's murder. Regardless of the situation, the baby is alive, no matter how old it is. Once it has a heartbeat, it is alive, and it is murder. You might as well shoot your oldest son or daughter as opposed to aborting a newborn. There's no difference.
Now, you said that you voted no on issue one in the November 7th election in Ohio. Now, when exactly did you decide how you were going to be voting on issue one? On election day, a few days, a few weeks, or months before the election?
months before the election.
Okay. I'm going to read you some different ways that people may have heard about the election this year. Please tell me whether you experienced these things in this election. Now, English language TV ads, Spanish language TV ads, English radio ads, Spanish radio ads, English language online digital ads and videos on YouTube, Spanish language on YouTube, social media like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, phone calls or texts from volunteers, someone coming to your door, billboards and yard signs, direct mail, family members or friends talking about the election, church, social clubs, or community groups. How did you hear about the election?
All of them.
All of them? English language? TV ads?
English language, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And radio ads and YouTube, correct?
Yep.
Did
social
anything
media, familiar? Church.
Okay. Church, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Any family members talking about it?
Yes, family members too.
Okay. All right. Now, we're almost done, okay, sir? I'm going to try to speed it up. Now, when considering an issue that is specifically focuses on reproductive health or abortion access, whose opinion and perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as believe to be the most credible? Friends or family, healthcare, medical professionals, faith, religious leaders, clergy, women in general, women who have experienced an abortion, men in general, men who have experienced an abortion with their wife, partner or girlfriend, elected officials, Planned Parenthood, pro-life organizations, celebrities, social media influencers. Whose opinion would you consider?
Pro-life, because those also contain medical opinions.
Okay.
Also.
Now, did you remember any specific thing that you experienced or heard prior to the November 7th election in Ohio that specifically impacted how and or if you voted in this election?
What impacted me?
Yeah. They're asking if you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw or heard prior to the November 7th election in Ohio that specifically impacted how or if you voted in this election? Would that be
I was already against abortion.
Okay.
I was already against abortion.
So you saw that. Is that correct?
Yeah, you might as well. I mean, I already had my opinion as far as abortion was concerned, but some of the ads were ridiculous.
Okay, some of the ads, okay. So that was the next question. You know, what was the particular thing that specifically impacted how or if you voted in this election? So you say some ads, correct?
Some of the ads, yeah.
Okay. Now, did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you would vote on issue one?
No.
No. And why not?
There's nothing that could cause me to support murder.
Okay.
And that is what it is.
There is nothing that will make you support murder.
Correct?
That would make you support murder. Okay.
And abortion is murder.
All right. And did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you would actually vote?
No.
Okay. And why not?
Because it's my right, for starters.
It is, okay. It is my right. Okay, awesome. Great. And let me read to you a series of messages that were used by both sides of the issue one debate in Ohio. Okay, after each one, please let me know if you find that particular message to be convincing or not convincing. Your daughter is young, vulnerable, online. You fear the worst. Pushed to change her sex or get an abortion. You have some right to help her get through this. But activists want to take all that away under this proposed amendment to the Ohio Constitution. The state shall not interfere with individuals getting abortion or sex changes, meaning you could be cut out of the biggest decision of your daughter's life. Do you find this argument convincing or not convincing?
Not convincing.
Not convincing at all? Not very convincing.
Nope.
Okay.
Not very convincing at all.
Government should never force a rape victim to have their attacker's child. Never, especially when the victim of the rape is a child. But that's the law in Ohio. And that's why voting yes on issue one is so important. Voting yes stops the ban and gets the government out of the way. Do you find this argument convincing or not convincing?
Not convincing.
All right. And when we face personal medical decisions, we depend on our doctors, our faith, and our family. And the last thing we want is the government making those decisions for us. That's why voting yes on issue one is so important. It ends Ohio's extreme abortion ban, a ban with no miscarriages, so Ohio's families will always have the freedom to make the most personal of decisions. Do you find this argument convincing or not convincing?
Not convincing.
Legal experts say issue one allows for abortion even after the ability for mental, emotional, and even financial reasons, not just to protect the life of the mother. Many women have been so overwhelmed that they consider having an abortion, but were glad they ultimately chose not to have an abortion. This is why many pro-choice women are voting no on issue one. Do you find it convincing or not convincing?
Convincing.
Okay. Both Joe Biden and Donald Trump oppose partial birth abortions and the late-term abortions. But if issue one passes, in the ninth month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother. Republicans and Democrats oppose the late-term abortions allowed under issue one. Join them by voting no on issue one. Is this convincing or not convincing?
Convincing.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay, now which party mostly shares your personal views on the topic of abortion and reproductive rights? Democrats, Republicans?
Republican.
Okay. What is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that will likely determine how you vote in the 2024 elections?
The most important part is a president that will take care of United States before they take care of anywhere else.
Okay. So you're talking about the government, federal government, looking inside problems first, correct? Is that correct? Taking care of America first, correct?
Yes, yes. Close our borders and take care of America.
All right. And if you had to choose which of the following three issues you would say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidate in the November 2024 election, economic issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive freedoms, protecting democracy in the United States.
Wow. I'd have to go with the abortion rule, but they're all three good ones.
Okay. So you will select abortion, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Will the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for you personally in determining how you will vote in the November 2024 election? Yes,
yes.
No? Okay. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for United States Senator in Ohio were being held today, and the candidates were Sherrod Brown as the Democratic Party nominee for U.S. Senate or the Republican Party nominee for U.S. Senate, for whom would you vote? Or are you currently undecided?
Oh, I would vote for the Republican.
Definitely would vote for the Republican nominee. Now, if the November 2024 election for president were being held today and the candidates were Joe Biden as the Democratic Party nominee, Donald Trump as the Republican Party nominee, and a third-party candidate, who would you vote for? Donald Trump, okay. And why?
Why?
Why would you vote for Donald Trump?
Because Donald Trump did nothing wrong. America was doing great.
So he did nothing wrong, and we were doing
great. Took care of America.
And
yep,
we were
took
doing
care
great.
Of America.
And we were doing great.
Wonderful.
Awesome.
Yep.
Now, just a couple of more questions and we're finished with the interview. What country were you born?
United States, America.
What country were your parents or grandparents born?
America. Oh, my parents were born in America.
Okay.
My grandparents were born in Mexico.
Which political party do you primarily identify and agree with the most? Democrat, Republican, or some other party?
Republican.
Do you consider yourself very liberal? Liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative?
Very conservative.
And what was your annual household income before taxes last year? Less than 25?
Last year.
Between 25 and 50? Between 50 and 75? Between 75 and 100,000? Or more than 100,000?
Over 100,000.
Okay. And what is your gender?
Male.
Awesome. Thank you, sir. We are complete with this survey. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good evening. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.